Welcome to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac.
We are up and having a big time on this unbelievable day where we honored the late, great Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. And, you know, this is always a special time. His birthday was actually on Friday, but we recognize him on this particular day. It's all good. It's all good. And we're going to talk so much about that throughout the show. But there was a lot of sports going on. And let's get caught up just a little bit. If you look at Saturday, we're talking about in the NFL, the National Football League, so much going on, so many things happening. Now, I can't remember what we all said, but somebody, based on their predictions, may have a losing record based on what they thought, who they thought they was going to win. I don't know who that is. I mean, maybe you guys could help me out. You happen to know who that is?
Between us, you want us to admit yes. that we were wrong yes. on a prediction?
But, I'm not saying you was wrong, but I'm just saying, I just know that a couple of picks I made, everybody's like, yeah, whatever. But anyway, let's get back to Saturday when you look at the Rams and the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, Packers 32, the Rams 18. Aaron Rodgers, 23 and 36, 296 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, anything left to be said there? And do we need to talk about it, expand on that anymore other than that? I'm just saying.
Nope.
Because, Aaron Rodgers is my pick for the MVP.
Yeah.
My esteemed colleague over there was talking about somebody else like Patrick Mahomes. Patrick is that dude, but not this year. Not when Aaron Rodgers is doing what he's doing. K-Mac.
He put in work yesterday, but that's because he had 3 weeks off. You should be refreshed. You had 3 weeks off.
All right. Okay.
But, same thing happened with Drew Brees. Second week, he didn't play so well. Let's see how Aaron plays next week.
Well, you realize the next week is the game to go to the Super Bowl, right? You realize that, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to make sure you understood the significance of what next week's game is all about.
Right. I mean, he played one game. He looked all right. He looked okay. He's all right.
Man, okay. Had 300 yards in the air.
I know. It's like, when K Mac, whatever.
Whatever, man. Whatever.
Trying to make it sound like it look like Kirk Cousins or something like that.
I know exactly.
Like, I mean, Dwayne Haskins has had 300 yards before in a game. A lot of people done that.
Can't miss. Matter of fact, we had breaking news since they got rid of his ass. Go ahead, DC, what we got?
Former Washington football team quarterback Dwayne Haskins sat on his ass this weekend watching other people play football, thinking if he's going to have a job next season. Back to you guys.
Thank you, DC. Thank you, Dennis. Man, we really appreciate that.
Keeping us up on the latest.
You could have played that sound of starting after Thanksgiving. What difference did that make? He'd been sitting on that after Thanksgiving.
Well, that's true. But okay, so we'll see Aaron Rodgers. We're going to talk about his opponent in a second. But also on Saturday, that was up in Buffalo, New York. This whole thing came. Lamar Jackson, the Ravens, got over the hump by winning his first playoff game, and everybody said, I think I picked the Bills in this game, but everybody's saying that don't be surprised the Ravens win this football game on Saturdays. Bills 17, Ravens 3. Really? Really? Mm. That's all they can do? Lamar Jackson got hurt, went out with a concussion. What was that, third quarter? What was that?
Yeah, it was. It was third. It was in the third.
Yeah, very end of the third quarter. I think it was the last play of the third quarter, actually.
I think so. Was the play before he threw a pick six?
Yeah, it was the series before that. Yep.
Yeah.
The last two MVPs both had concussions over the weekends. Wow. We're talking about Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. We're talking about that, but let's, you know, Lamar Jackson threw a pick six, and what yard line? They was in the red zone. I can't remember. Were they about like the 10, like around the 12 yard line when they threw this pick six to Teron Jackson from the Bills? He was somewhere in there. He was somewhere in that space.
Like on a 15, something like that. Yeah.
And somewhat turned the game around. Matter of fact, Sean McDermott talked about thoughts on Teron Jackson, who plays for the Bills, pick six that kind of turned the game around or put it away. Let's take a listen.
That was a huge play and a big stop for our defense. I thought Leslie Frazier and our defensive staff and the players just executed at a high level, and that play was huge in terms of momentum. And we were 10-3 up 7 at that point, so it was a huge play for us.
Teron Jackson himself also had some thoughts on this pick six. Let's take a listen.
Coach made a good call, cover two call, and I'm just reading the eyes of the quarterback. I have the seam in that coverage, and he took me to the backside, and all I did was cheat. He didn't see me, so ball came to me, you know, and I took it and made the play.
So was this? I guess this was expected. You know, the Bills are playing pretty good football. They're playing at home. Josh Allen's balling out. This was Josh Allen against Lamar Jackson, and Lamar Jackson played okay, kept him there, but they really forced him to pass the ball a lot, and he wasn't as effective as he probably wanted to be. Then, of course, he got injured too, which then they brought in who was it, Henley or somebody? I had never seen that quarterback before, who really couldn't get it done. Any surprises other than, you know, outside of course Lamar Jackson being hurt? This is to be expected, or did any of you guys pick the Ravens? I'm curious.
I did. You're talking about Tyler Huntley, who came in for Lamar Jackson after
Huntley, the concussion. Yeah, right.
I did. But it was more so, you know, I want the Ravens to win. It wasn't any, you know, I kind of said it, you know, he's going to have a good passing game, you know, if they want a chance at winning. But it was more of a pick that wasn't really rooted in much. I mean, the Bills playing at home in those conditions, which, you know, mm-hmm. might spark another conversation about maybe any advantage or disadvantage to those kinds of games. Mm-hmm. But yeah, nothing surprising to be real.
Okay. How about you, Mac?
Yeah. It didn't look good at all. They just couldn't get themselves together. I mean, they had a hangover from last week. I guess that's the only way I can say it. They came out and they didn't have, I mean, from the snap, it just looked like they weren't the team that was hungry. They weren't the team that could make the plays consistently. And it just showed that time and time and time, you know. And Lamar, and, you know, I'll be this guy. Lamar Jackson didn't play well at all. Mm-hmm. I mean, at all. He held the ball too long. He made poor decisions. I mean, I get it. I don't know if the routes were being run incorrect. I don't know what the heck was going on. But he was just standing back there. I'm like, look, you got to make better decisions than that, because that defense is way too good for you to stand back there and be that indecisive. And it just mm-hmm. seemed like they just didn't have a good game plan coming into the game. I'll just leave it at that.
But did you guys hear go ahead, sorry.
No, you go ahead, Jay.
Well, if it's on the game, you go ahead, because I'm going to switch it up a little bit.
No, let's switch
it up. The second story of the game. Did y'all hear the real story of how the Bills fans donated to a charity that Lamar Jackson regularly donates to after their win over the Ravens?
Because of concussion?
I think, sure, you could probably say that, you know, they see how great of a player he is and they want, you know, to, you know, look out, I guess, or mm-hmm. I guess honor him in some way, you know, with them, you know, winning. But yeah, a lot of fans started to donate to Blessings in a Backpack, which is a charity that Lamar Jackson has donated to and stands behind out of Louisville, I think is where the organization. Yeah. So that was a very nice story. Even in a win, Bills fans, classy there.
Yeah, when I saw that, I thought it was because of the fact they put him out of the game, and unfortunately he had to go out cause a concussion. So I thought it was a good look. Hey, you know what? It works if it helps people out. You know, I think it's a good look for them to do that for in Lamar Jackson's name. So those were the Saturday games. Move right along. Yesterday we had two big games. The first game was pretty significant because of two reasons. One is that Dennis had to watch it from his couch, and I know he was upset because he had to sit there and watch the actual Cleveland Browns. Seriously.
Come on, man.
The Cleveland Browns.
Why you gotta be like that?
No, I'm just, you were thinking this. I was just saying it. I know you were thinking this. The Cleveland Browns really in the playoffs? The Cleveland Browns went up against the Kansas City Chiefs. And, of course, the Chiefs prevailed 22-17. Chiefs has been somewhat my pseudo team. You know, like, I pick them sometimes. If you guys remember,
I picked
them before.
How many teams do you have? Like, six?
No, that's the thing. His pseudo team. Yeah.
No, I have a division.
Oh, okay.
The NFC West. No, I'm serious. I have a division. When it's convenient. But this was an interesting game because I will tell you that at one point in time, I thought the Browns may actually come back and win this game. Why? Because one of the best players we ever seen, witnessed, play the quarterback position, Patrick Mahomes, got knocked out of the game with a concussion. Now, did you guys see that play, by the way, when he had a concussion, how he got a concussion? Because to me, it was kind of weird. Like, I don't understand where the concussion came in yet. Cause
it didn't look like he got hit like that.
Right. The fact to get hit like that, he had to stand up. He started wobbling like, you know, like he was drunk or something. I just didn't see that. That was Jazz was laughing. It was like he was drunk.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a crucial part of the game. But they were up, by the way, but they needed to hold on. And they brought in Chad Henne. Is that correct?
Yes, anything sir. Is possible.
Anything is possible. Chad Henne was a man today. Matter of fact, let's hear from Chad Henne's head coach, Andy Reid, who talked about the outstanding job that Chad Henne did yesterday to preserve the win. Let's take a listen.
Chad Henne's run was huge. And then his couple throws there toward the end were also big. I take full responsibility for the long interception. That one, that was my, that's on me. I'm proud of Chad and the way he handled everything. And, you know, he probably said it best when he said, listen, you know, this team is unbelievable when somebody has to come in and make them feel comfortable. And, you know, that's what team's all about. So, I'm proud of the way he handled things.
Wow. So if you didn't watch it, you know, it was 3rd-and-18 and they needed to get the first down to keep the drive going. Chad Henne dropped back, looked over the defense, figured that, you know what, nobody's open. I'm going to try to win on my legs. So he ran the ball all the way down to he ran the ball 17 and a half yards. He's about a half yard short. And now it was 4th-and-1. What happens? Everybody, including myself, I'm not sure you guys watched it, but seemed like Kansas City lined up to somewhat draw the offsides penalty, of course, on Cleveland, try to draw them offsides. That wasn't the case because they actually ran a play where Henne rolled out and threw the ball to Tariq Hill. For about a five-yard game, and that essentially was the football game. Surprised that Kansas City went for a 4th-and-1 with that much on the line, because if they had missed it, Cleveland had a short field, and they could have came down and won the game. What do you guys think about that?
Go big or go home, right? If you got to make a risky play, you got to make a risky play.
Okay, Jay. Okay, all right.
I mean, I say that with zero invested, like, you know, I'm not a fan of either team, so I can just, you know, say anything.
Go big, go home. Jazz with Fritz.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that one. I thought that was interesting. I mean, you know how it goes. No. Oh, yeah, great play. I mean, I get it. But I was just in my head, I was thinking like, this seems unnecessary. That was just what I was thinking. I just said it just seemed unnecessary to do that. But hey.
Especially with the way the Browns were able to get a close game.
I was all in on the play call. 100%. Because you have the opportunity right there on that play to win the game. You win the game on that play. You don't lose the game on that play, but you win it on that play. Go win the game. You have the opportunity to put the game, or the game is in your hands. You take advantage of it. Don't punt to the other team and hope your defense gets the stop. Win the game right there. 100% for going for it.
That's a good way to look at it.
Now, would you feel that way if they went for it and didn't make it? Then, of course, Cleveland came down and won the football game. Yeah. Everybody been saying,
on a short field,
took a risk. On a short field.
Yes, 100%, because, again, you have the opportunity to win the game right there. You go for it. And that's actually when Cleveland, with just over 4.5 minutes left, when they punted, I said, go for it. If I was Cleveland, I said go for it because there's no guarantee you get the ball back. And sure enough, they never did. You're down 5 points. Like, you no guarantee you get the ball back. Do not punt it there. Even if you give Kansas City a short field.
I do agree with you on that one because I was like, "Why are you doing? You behind." I mean, and I'm pretty sure you're gonna hear the head coach gonna get some criticism associated with that. But anyway, so the Chiefs move on that day and I'm playing. I guess Buffalo visits Kansas City next weekend, and it's the third year in a row Kansas City has hosted the AFC Championship game. So that's interesting. And last but not least, you had Drew Brees, the darling of most quarterbacks, fans in the NFL, a lot of them, by the way, playing against my guy who looked at me in the eye and said, "What's up? How you feeling?"
Great, Tom. Congrats, man.
Thank you.
TB12.
TB.
Tom TB12 went up against Drew Brees, which we said on Friday is the first time 40 years older in age play against each other in the playoffs. And that's what happened yesterday. And it was not such a good game for Drew Brees. three interceptions. It was not a good look. Had three interceptions. They had a fumble. They had four turnovers that led to 21 points. But my main man, TB12, he done had a whole bunch of yards. Roughly 200 yards passing, but he was 18 of 33. He threw for two touchdowns and ran for one. That's my guy. Now, K-Mac, I distinctly remember you pulled for the Saints. I think you picked the Saints in that game.
What
happened?
I have to admit it again. Drew Brees didn't get it done. Well, just the offense all together, they just didn't get it done. I mean, Tom played well, but the Saints should have won the game. The Saints had ample opportunity to win that game time and time again, but they just offensively didn't make the plays when they had to, dropping the ball, missed passes. I was looking at the offensive coordinator thinking, this game plan doesn't work either. I'm not sure what you're doing. Because Tampa Bay, I mean, I know the defense has gotten better during the year, but they weren't that good.
Right.
I mean, defensively, they're not that good. I mean, you should have had – you were touted as having an offense four times better than the Tampa Bay's defense or any other defense in that league. So – this was just a failure all around, in my opinion, on the Saints' offensive, from the coordinator all the way down to Drew Brees' execution, as well as, you know, especially receivers. You got one of the best receivers, you know, in the league, and I mean, they just stopped throwing the ball toward him. So I don't even understand how that happened.
I don't think.
Can we show Jameis Winston some love for his 56-yard touchdown pass?
Thank you, Jameis Winston had a sighting. Thank you.
Did y'all notice that play? Was the exact same trick play that the Bears ran where that receiver dropped the touchdown in the end zone a week ago against the Saints. Man. Literally the exact same play.
Stole it.
Hey,
trick play.
It worked.
So, I mean, I get it. Yeah. But Reese, you got one of the most powerful offenses. This is what you've been reduced to.
You
got to
run a trick play.
This is what you've been reduced to.
Yeah, pretty much. A lot of the media were talking about some rumors floating around prior to the game. And that's during the game that Drew Brees was going to retire at the end of the season. A lot of questions came up during the post game. They asked him, will he retire? This is what he had to say.
Yeah, hey, Drew, I hate to start with this, but is this your last game?
Well, I'll answer this question one time, and that is that I'm going to give myself an opportunity to think about the season, think about a lot of things, just like I did last year, and make a decision.
Well, the season started out rough for Drew Brees.
Sure did.
Had about eight apologies to start the season. And lost a lung in the process.
Talking about during the season. Ribs.
Broken ribs. And then they end up like this when you were poised, quite honestly, to be a Super Bowl contender. Not a good look.
If you Drew Brees, yeah. If you Drew Brees, do you come back or not?
Of course. He hooked on it.
I'll do one more season.
At least. Not one guy is going to retire this season. Not one one quarterback we're used to watching. None of these guys are going to retire. Not one of them.
Tom Brady's going to
retire. Rivers, Drew Brees, Tom Brady. Not one is retiring after this year.
Okay. Well, speaking of Tom Brady, how about this? If they win this week, of course, they're going up against Aaron Rodgers. So this is going to be the Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady show. But if Tom Brady, if the Bucs win, this will be the first time a home team has hosted the Super Bowl on their home field. Think about that. Because, I guess, of course, the Super Bowl is in Tampa this year. So they'll be playing in their hometown, which is interesting.
That's cool.
Yeah. That's cool. But on the way, Tom Brady and the Bucs can get there, they got to have three things. Things they got to have. The Pepsi Zero Sugar, the Mountain Dew Zero Sugar, and they got to be rocking hard. They got to be rocking during the game with their official apparel of Sports Shop on, which is Under Armour. It keeps them right, and will keep them tight all night. That's right.
Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight. Get it right, get it right, get it tight.
Color Park, Bubba Sparks, Yin Yang Twins.
Nobody. We stop ourselves. I think that's been proven at this point. They got a lot of guys who do things at a high level and, you know, some of the best at their position. But the way we come together is just different than anybody else.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
We always try to go in when we have to go in. I can honestly say that the reason you hear my voice and you hear K-Mac's voice and Jasmine's voice on this platform. This platform means not a company that's owned by black people, a company owned majority by white people. I can honestly say that the only reason that probably the guy who played a role in allowing this to happen is the guy we're honoring today, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Seriously. And just let that sink in for a second. That's not hyperbole. That's not just going off the rails. No, that's actually true. That's real talk. So, as we always do, and we own it, we embrace it, it's part of our DNA, we recognize African-Americans who have who have contributed to our well-being. Hell, we pick a whole month. Now, because it's Black History Month, we go in deep in that with our Salute to Champions. And on our Salute to Champions Award, we have the face of this man, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., on our award because we honor him and we raise him up. So at this time, we're going to talk about me and my esteemed colleagues, and I'll watch over with Jasmine first. You know, I asked her to think about this day and what this day means to her personally or in general, and I just want her reaction. Jasmine, if you will, please.
Yeah. So when I started to think about, you know, when you kind of prompted us with, you know, our Martin Luther King Jr. thoughts, it wasn't actually that great, because I think there we should be further along than we are. A couple of months ago, I read Why We Can't Wait by Martin Luther King Jr. And I have an excerpt that I'd like to just briefly read to explain why I feel that we are not where we should be. He says, even today, there still exists in the South and in certain areas of the North, the license that our society allows to unjust officials who implement their authority in the name of justice to practice injustice against minorities. And then he goes on, I don't want to spend too much time on it, but then he goes on and says, if one doubts this conclusion, let him search the records and find how rarely in any Southern state a police officer has been punished for abusing a Negro. And the reason why it, you know, stuck out to me and it, you know, I immediately thought about it was because we're still fighting that battle right now.
Yeah.
And and we have progressed a great deal, but it's not enough and we cannot wait.
Yeah, it's really interesting to see what that was 50 whatever plus years.
This book was written in 1964. Yeah, it's 2021. Like, what are we doing?
I mean, boy, you touched me that time, Jay.
I didn't know I was gonna go first. I'm sorry.
No, you hit me with that one. That's perfect because I'm gonna yield to my esteemed colleague K Mac. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to what Jasmine had said. And you know, I woke up this morning and I kind of went back to, you know, the they called the summer of 2020. And just all of the things and all of the statements and all of the words and all of the, I had no idea. Oh my goodness. I feel so ashamed. It just all of the stuff in the, you know, the empty words by a lot of people. And it just feels like, and I just be honest, it just feels like people want to just be quiet just long enough. Hopefully you'll forget, because I really don't want to change I don't want to be uncomfortable to save your life. You know what I mean? I don't want my neighborhoods or my way of life to be uncomfortable. Although it was built off of my uncomfort on people like me being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Right. So in order for me, in order for you to live your life, there is an assumption that they need to be, others need to be uncomfortable. And that's the part that's just not true. That's all. It's just not. I mean, I'm not trying to take anything from you. No one's trying to take anything from you. I'm just trying to live my life according to the laws that I'm afforded. That's all. And I just keep having these hard feelings about exactly where we are when it comes to a lot of these things. That's all.
Yeah.
It's just for me, it's hard to kind of look at people in the eye and say, oh, so it took you 32 years to figure out that was wrong? Yeah, I'm not buying it. You know what I mean? I'm not buying it.
Yeah, I appreciate that, K-Mac. For me, the first thing I thought about was a lot of things. I woke up looking at CNN. They had all of the different videos and things about, you know, the Capitol, the riot of Capitol. And I was thinking about, wow, this is Martin Luther King Day, and we honor this great American who fought for things like this not to happen. And I'm looking at it, and it's almost like, you know, people think they're in. It seemed like there are certain people in this country, and all of them feel like they're entitled to everything that's great. And everybody else, they're not entitled to those things. They're beneath that. And I say, well, I don't understand that. Matter of fact, if you're not Native American, then all of us are immigrants. To be honest with you, so we all get cut from the same cloth. Maybe some people volunteered to come, some of us didn't, like us. But I mean, what's the big damn deal? But I thought about that. Then I thought about a couple of quotes from Dr. Martin Luther King. Okay, man, you touched on one. Almost at the end, I mean, during your comments. First comment I think about, one of the quotes he talked about, said, darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. How profound is that? And Matt, you talked about this, about people being quiet. This was interesting to me. He also said, in the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. Mm-hmm. Think about that.
I think so, that's the biggest part, especially for Martin's message, because a lot of his messaging went to that moderate America, or that, you know, where they may don't understand why their action is so necessary, and how you cannot, we cannot afford for you to not take a stance and not fight for equal rights and things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm glad, and DC, I was going to yield you in a way, but I'm glad you asked. We're going to let's yield to our esteemed colleague, our producer, Dennis Scott.
Yeah, real quick before we get to break here, I think the thing from Martin Luther King that I've, for some reason, I've always have globbed onto is when he said, we must learn to live together as brothers or perish together as fools. And unfortunately, there's a lot of fools still out there. Yeah. And I think it's kind of how one thing I've taken from him is that, let's all live together as brothers. I mean, it shouldn't matter what we look like. Let's all live together as brothers. And that's something that, if we all do that individually, then that's what we need to do.
And then on that, I'm leaving right there. Hey, guys, I appreciate it. And again, this is sports. This is what we do. And this is a special day for a great American. I appreciate you guys for saying that.
It's the Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac.
What does that song mean, Jasmine?
Uh-oh.
It means that we are thankful for the listeners for tapping into the Sports Shop.
There you go.
We appreciate all of our listeners.
Fans County, stand up.
DC, welcome baby. Back
to, 252.
Welcome back to the Sports Shop. The Sports Shop with Reese and K-Mac. Jay Fritz being middle of the road as always. he got DC behind the glass, doing what he does best. But right now we're going to do this, say what we do each and every Monday. We're going to talk to the one and only B. Knight Rider.
Good morning, guys. What's up? Good morning.
What's up? You ready to tap in?
Happy Monday.
I'm ready to tap in. Hey.
Tap in. Let's go.
Also, happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, guys.
Thank you. They say to you.
Yes.
That's right.
Do you guys know that this marks our 1-year anniversary of spending our Mondays together? Do you guys know?
Really? That's awesome. Really?
It is. It's our anniversary, guys.
That's right.
That's well, happy anniversary,
B-Night. Reese not here, so Benny here. I can't keep up now. I can't keep up. We glad to have you, though.
Oh, but you know what? I just want to say thank you to you guys for creating a space for me on your platform. I really enjoy spending my Monday mornings with you guys. So I appreciate it. So thank you.
We appreciate you too. Absolutely.
Oh, thank
Absolutely.
You. But enough of the mushy stuff. Let's get into it. So, you know, today is the 3rd January of every year. We celebrate the federal holiday to commemorate the incomparable humanitarian Martin Luther King Jr. and all of his work to advance the civil rights of Black and Brown people in America. This day is also known as the National Day of Service. And according to CNN, if you'd like to virtually celebrate, a couple of nonprofits you can donate to are Operation Gratitude, Global Citizen, 365, and American Red Cross. Or you can do a charity of your own, a Black nonprofit of your own, to sow some good seeds today. So this is a great day to practice gratitude and, you know, just share some love with our counterparts, and as we continue in this fight for world peace and equality. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to make that quick note. And also, Martin Luther King's birthday was also recognized over the weekend, January 18th. So the icon would have been 92 years old. So shout out to Martin Luther King Jr. and all of his family who are continuing his legacy. Also over the weekend, some more good news. Dr. Dre is home and is reportedly doing super good following a week-long stay in ICU for a brain aneurysm. According to TMZ, he had a brain aneurysm last week. Yes, the 55-year-old super producer was recently in the news for his wildly public divorce, and many are speculating that was the cause of his health scare. His ex-wife, Nicole Young, is seeking $245 million in their divorce.
She called one of them damn Russians and said, can you help me out?
Oh, stop it.
Right.
No, you know, I mean,
245.
I know, Chris Rock said, Chris Rock said, you know, when you're in a situation like that, you know, your spouse, I'll maybe bring it up. She maybe want more money. It's okay. She won't have if it's 30,000. But if it's like, if it's 245 million, he said, I might have to kill her. Anyway, that's Chris Rock.
Anyway, look, this instance is cheaper to keep her, but I truly think this is what sent that man to the hospital, okay? 245 mil? Woo.
That's what I said.
But, you know, we're glad to, you know, hear that the living legend is still with us because, you know, we just don't need to start 2021 off on that note, okay? True. It's already that's been true. Enough craziness. So that's we're true. Happy to hear that Dr. Dre is home and reportedly doing well. So our favorite segment of the Monday morning, social media most wanted. It isn't necessarily a person, though, this morning. It's more so Twitter wanting answers regarding Azealia Banks, who posted a video that has been seen and reacted to over 8,000 times over the weekend of her digging up her dead cat, Lucifer, who died a couple of weeks ago, and then putting a video of her boiling it on Instagram.
No.
Did you guys see this?
Wait.
Yes.
What?
Yeah. So the video's been taken down since, but yeah, she dug up her cat, and she had a video of her boiling the cat. Now, her defense, she came on Twitter saying that this was for taxidermy. But my thing is, if it's for taxidermy, why don't you just let them do it? why are we boiling cats in the kitchen?
So she was going to try to do her own taxidermy?
Yes. That is the story that she's telling. But a lot of Twitter is speculating that she is practicing black magic. So because this is not the first time that, you know, she's alluded to that kind of lifestyle. So that's what people are speculating, is that it's more so black magic than it is taxidermy.
Who is this? What's her name again?
Azealia Banks. Yeah.
And her cat's name is what? What's her cat's name?
Lucifer.
I don't know.
Enough said. Oh, okay. There it is.
Right.
Enough said.
So there's right, that. Yeah. And I'm like, and people, I don't know. Azealia Banks, you know, she's actually a really good artist. She's got some bops, but baby girl is troubled. So we're just going to put
what's,
our prayers
what's one
out.
Of her songs? What's one of her hits? I don't know who this person is.
Runway. Listen to her music.
You don't?
No.
Oh hell, yeah, I don't know. If Jabin don't listen to it, I know I don't know.
Yeah, it's been a really long time since I listened to an Azealia Banks song, but she definitely had some bops in the past, and it's a shame because I actually think she's a really good artist, but I think Baby Girl is a little disturbed.
Her reputation definitely overshadows her artistic capability. She's always in the news for something. Problematic or controversial or negative. Yeah. This is surprising because it's like, wow, you dug up your cat, but this is like not too far off from if somebody said this was Azealia, I'm like, yeah, that sounds like her.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Azealia Amanda Banks. Okay. All right, Amanda.
Azealia Banks.
Mm-hmm. Probably one of the most strangest things I ever heard in my life, what you just told me.
Twitter was definitely they were up in storms, okay, on Twitter. And she was actually trending over the weekend because of it. And I also think it's part of, like, I don't know, she's doing clickbait or she's just trying to be relevant or what. I just don't know what would be, how could you be in your right mind posting something like that? But
I mean, it's working because, you know, I don't know any other time she'd been mentioned on the sports show. I can tell you that.
Exactly. there wouldn't be another time, trust me.
Okay, there you go.
But yeah, so that is my news over the weekend.
Wow.
I know, right?
Thank you, B Night. I guess I don't need my oatmeal this morning. You just gave me something to think about.
Well, before I go, I want to give you a little Monday motivation, hopefully, to leave a better taste in your mouth before I go. Monday motivations from the icon, Martin Luther King Jr. If I cannot do great things, I can do small things in a great way. So I hope everyone enjoys their Monday morning and they go forth this week and do great things. And that's my time, guys. If you want to follow me, you can on Instagram at BKnightWriter. But before I go, I want to give just a quick shout out to one of our sponsors, Rally Founded. Formerly known as HQ, Rally is more than just a space. It's a community where you can start and grow your company. Rally Founded has resources and office space for startups, remote workers, and teams of all sizes. Please visit www.rallyfounded.com to take a virtual tour or sign up today. All right, guys, enjoy your week.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, B-Night.
See you next week.
You've been listening to the Best of the Sports Shop podcast with Reese and K-Mac. Don't forget, you can download this podcast every weekday at WRALSportsFan.com, on our new WRAL Sports Fan app, and in the iTunes Store.